Well, Park City resident and filmmaker Patrick Lovell has released a new film documenting his family's struggles with the fallout of the 2008 global financial crisis. He, along with the film's executive producer, Adam Bronfman, join me now in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Leslie. Thank you for having us.
Sure. So, Patrick, the film title is Forward 13, Waking Up the American Dream. What's the Forward 13 reference here?
Well, it's in context to the original 13 colonies and the principles of America that we've since lost our way on, because pretty much everything that we thought we were has been inverted and turned inside out post-2008.
Yeah. You say that because you had a different experience than I had, though. So, I mean, why is the American dream broken for you and maybe not for me?
Well, I don't know what your story is, but for me,
I didn't lose my job. I didn't lose my house. I didn't. You saw the real fallout.
Oh, sure.
But a lot of people didn't.
Sure. Yeah, a lot of people did. You know, I think at last count, we've had 10 million people that have lost their homes to foreclosure. I think the number is probably much more than that, which means that, you know, if we have, you extend that out, roughly 30, 40 million people affected by the home crisis. And the whole thing was created. It was created based on fraud. It was created based on short-term vision. It was created on 40 years of offshoring and outsourcing and deregulation and policy that imploded the middle class. We've collapsed the middle class. And I was a part of that. I was actually doing great in 2007. I was giving away houses all over the country as part of a national TV show. I thought I had built the karma wheel forever. And the next thing you know, I'm living what everybody else is living. And unfortunately, going through that spin cycle, I can tell you firsthand, is really a wake-up call. When you are doing exactly as the banks tell you to do, we went through this thing called the modification process. And unfortunately, they didn't hold up to their end, but that's because they got bailed out to the tune of, well, first $1.4 trillion, and then later it's revealed that's about $25 trillion. And that's a lot of money. But ultimately, to basically recreate, or I should say prop up, the system that imploded in the first place. And thanks to Adam, we were able to tell the story.
Yeah. So we've seen other documentaries being made about the same issue. How is yours different, do you think?
First person narrative. It's real. It's not looking at somebody else and trying to piece together some components of the story. It tells our story. But really, the home foreclosure disaster is just one piece of the story. It's not a siloed event. I mean, really, it was just the consequence of, like I said, 40 years of offshoring and deregulation, technology, and a myriad of factors that led to really America not being the dynamic upwardly mobile middle class that it once was, at least for a lot of people. Like you said, some people came out of it unscathed, but that's the reality. But what we did was, and what makes this project different, as Adam will attest to, is it's not only is Wall Street based on a Ponzi scheme in a lot of ways, but it's connected in post 2008, entrenched with the fossil fuel industry, and none of this stuff is sustainable. And so the whole thing is really kind of on a precipice of another disaster. And we're going to New York this week to be a part of the Climate Change People's March. And we're going to be screening in New York City. And we're going to have some incredible people join us, like Bernie Sanders. And I've just found out this morning, of all people, and I think a lot of listeners are going to appreciate this, Dylan Radigan of MSNBC, the guy who blew up on air to reveal how the whole system works back in 2011. So he's going to be now a part of our screening. In addition to many others, like Bill McKibben from the 350.org, and I believe James Hansen, the former director of NASA, the Goddard Space Institute.
Yeah. So, Adam, I mean, you and your family, you're part of the 1%. Why did you want to be part of Adam's film, or excuse me, of Patrick's film? I mean, which kind of just basically bashes the system that supports your lifestyle.
I don't actually think that it does support my lifestyle. I think in reality, if we take a step back, that the system that has been created by the largest multinational corporations, by the people who have essentially bought and paid for our Congress, live and are creating a system that is ultimately unsustainable. We are creating a system where most of America doesn't have the resources to buy the products that we produce. And if we can't buy the products that we produce, everything's going to sit on store shelves. Nobody's going to make any profits. No one's going to be able to keep this machine running. And that's a huge problem, and it's unsustainable. That the disparity in wealth is a a recipe for disaster for all of America, not just for the people who've already lost their homes or are still caught in the foreclosure disaster.
Yeah. So does the film, I mean, does it have any answers? Is there a takeaway here to this other than, you know, this isn't sustainable and unless you out there do something, it remains the same?
This is Adam. In reality, it's the system that we've created is a system that's been created over many, many decades. And ultimately, the reason why Patrick decided to call the film Forward 13 and the allusion to the original 13 colonies has to do with the concept of equity and fairness. And we created a nation that was based on the idea that we would be of, for, and by the people. And that the crown itself, the crown in England, wouldn't be able to make all the decisions for the American citizens. That was the fantasy that we were told in school when we were all growing up, whether we went to public school or private school. And what has happened is that we've transferred all of our power as a self-governing nation to the corporation, so that the reason that government exists currently is to create profits for corporations. The solution really is very simple. If America can take back the government, we can create laws and regulations that support the American population and have reasonable profits so that the system can keep going forward. It's not to the exclusion of multinational corporations. It's simply so that the American population can have a sustainable future. And that is only going to happen if Congress, if our state governments and our national governments are actually working for the people of the United States and not for the corporations of the United States.
And in addition to what Adam just said, yes, our film does have a solution. It's called the Third Industrial Revolution. We have a gentleman by the name of Jeremy Rifkin, who is a very well-known guy internationally. He created the German system that we're all referencing, and it was in a front page article in the New York Times about how the transition to renewable energy is really the backbone of what's going to recreate the infrastructure for the entire world. And so that's where the opportunity for the future middle class is sustained. So that's where we go to in our film. We have Jeremy Rifkin explain exactly the five pillars of the Third Industrial Revolution. So yes, we start with the implosion of 2008, but it's not a siloed event. It's connected to everything that's unsustainable and how we basically reboot the American dream.
Yeah. So when did you start and when did you just finish the film? Get it?
No, we finished the film some time ago, and Adam actually and I decided with our distributor to go on tour to really get the word out. Because what we've done is we're getting people under one roof that, A, want to get money out of politics, B, people that are driving for a sustainable future led by renewables and rebooting the American system, and ultimately people that have been hard hit by the 2008 disaster. What happens when you bring those groups under one roof is now you have the audience and then you have pathways to the solution. So you're not preaching to the choir. You're preaching to people that, quite frankly, don't understand what happened, how and why and for whom and ultimately what we can do about it. And so now we're going to go to New York City, and we have an exciting event taking place on Saturday because there's this convergence of people from all over the world, Leslie, going to the People's Climate March led by 350.org because there's a big UN conference on climate change. And ultimately, we're going to bring a lot of these people under one roof. Like I said before, Dylan Radigan is going to be there, as well as Bernie Sanders. And to my estimation, and I know there's a lot of great people on, let me just put it this way. Bernie Sanders speaks to the problem. He understands exactly how and why we are in the mess we're in. And he's the only leader that's courageous enough that I've seen so far outside of Elizabeth Warren, both of those guys, as a matter of fact, have been able to really pinpoint what the problems are and what we can do about it. So he's going to announce his 2016 run for the presidency. And the reason why he's tapping in with us is because we actually bring the masses to the revelation of what the story truly is to tee up moving forward, hopefully with Bernie Sanders as somebody who can bring us all together.
Yeah. So you went ahead and released the film and you know, bring it across the country rather than waiting, to go through the film festival circuit or something, huh?
There is no time to waste. The time is now. Time is running out of the hourglass. And so what we're doing is because distribution is so strange now, you can get our film currently at www.forward13thefilm.com as well as on Amazon and Hulu. And we're going to announce a couple of national broadcasts as well in the very near future. But really what this film was designed to do is get people under one roof in the theatrical venue because that creates dialogue. And it's really amazing when you get everybody under the same tent. Suddenly they're like, this was my experience too. I don't know how many times people have come up to me and said, I didn't know where your story ended and mine began. But by doing that, you break down the walls of people being defensive about, like you said earlier, well, wait a second, you didn't pay on your modification, you didn't pay on your loan, you should have lost your house. Well, I agree with that. But wait a second, let's ask the question, 40 years of offshoring, outsourcing, deregulation, fraud, and all sorts of short-term idiocy. I don't even know what the adjective is there. But the fact was it was all fraud and it was crime. Nobody's gone to jail. And yet, you know, we have 25% of our population in prison for small crimes when, you know, guys got away with a multi-trillion dollar loot of the Treasury. So we're trying to bring that all into context for the 2014 midterms and beyond.
So you've been to Portland, Seattle, you're going to New York. Are you going to be in Park City at all?
Yeah, we started off in Salt Lake City. We actually launched in Park City right during Sundance. That was our first screening, and we had it thanks to Jesse and, of course, former Mayor Dana Williams helped us out, as well as Tommy, in the to get us a film permit so that we could have a screening here, and we did it at Jesse's place, the you know, the wonderful restaurant that he just did, the Boneyard. So we launched there, and then we had this release on Cinema Libre, and you know, we were waiting and waiting to see how things would go, but then we realized let's take a chance and see what happens if we do a you know, a theatrical screening. And now all of a sudden, because there's so much noise out there, we're getting everybody under the same tent, and now we've got a whole lot of critical mass happening.
Yeah, still, you need to work. I mean, you need to make money. You've got a family. So is that film doing that for you? I mean, is it?
Yeah, the film's starting. You know, the cool thing for me is I've got a whole litany of projects now. Like, and I'm in a risky business, so it's kind of ebbs and flows. And I'm a producer, and so now other things are coming back. I've been an action sports producer for a long time, so I'm working with Red Bull on a couple of projects. But Adam and I have been talking about doing some amazing things downstream. But really, my focus at this very moment is, yes, this is generating revenue, but I've got big dreams to actually get people to wake up and to understand that the only solution that we have is us. If we're informed and if we come together, because that's the only way we can break the grip of this incredibly sophisticated machinery of the multinationals and the billionaire-funded agencies that basically know how to game the system. And that's what we have to do, is we've got to raise our sophistication level to be able to play on the same field with those guys.
All right. Hey, Patrick, Adam, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.